Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's T Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby.
Which 15 are going to go? Which 15 are going to lose their life? A needed sacrifice, according to one Jake Ferguson.
Is it watching Yellow Jackets?
No. This is Jake Ferguson yesterday. This is Below the Belt here on 105 Through the Fan. I was scrolling through social media yesterday, and a video popped up. And I discovered Jake Ferguson is a fan of the payload.
Really?
Yesterday, which I've heard rumblings that Jake might pop us on every now and then.
Good.
So I think he may have been listening at 6:40 yesterday because he weighed in on the 100 men versus one gorilla claim. And boy, if this is not the most just fact-based way to approach it. I mean, ultimately, it's probably not fact-based because he thinks they can beat the gorilla. But when you hear this man talk about lives being lost at the hands of a gorilla, like it's something that just the team has to do, you can hear some Jason Garrett. You can hear some football guy and Jake Ferguson here.
You know so?
You know Barry Alvarez is his grandpa when you listen to this. Because, you know, like, that's somebody raised by a football coach who's self-sacrifice guys. Let's keep their morale up. This is Jake Ferguson talking about the could 100 men beat one gorilla debate on DallasCowboys.com.
You put together a good group of guys, a couple women in there for sure. The key to the whole thing is the first 15 have to sacrifice their life. It has to happen because he's going to get some of us. We just have to have a great morale and a great vibe about everything. First 15 got to go. And then the rest of us, you know, like the bumblebees, how they all swarm on top and they just basically like, I don't know what the bees do, but they end up swarming them and suffocating them and kill them. That's my plan. But the first 15 got to go, so.
Yeah, don't the bumblebees heat their they heat their prey up to a insane degree, and they basically just fry?
Is that what it is?
I think that's what it is. Their wings, they flap their wings so fast that they get to some incredible Fahrenheit or whatever, Kelvin. And they just basically burn them.
That's my biggest fear, is killer bees. I mean, one can't kill you, but enough can.
Man, that's number one.
We had when we were in.
You can't do anything about it. They can get you at any height.
We were in this. We were in this area called Sirmione in Italy.
Well,
and it had
is that like the off-brand Sierra Leone?
Maybe I don't know. It's on a lake, right? It's in the Alps, but they had all these bees around this one tree. And this one guy had such a bee problem. He brought out like his little jars of honey shelves or sticks or whatever and trapped them all in this box. And the bees were everywhere. Now, bees, they don't sting. I'm not worried about bees. When they're foraging, they don't bother.
They really only do it when they're threatened.
Yeah,
because they're going to lose their life. There's this funny this TikTok I've seen where it's like a guy and he goes, bees versus wasps. And he's walking up as a bee and he goes like, hey, man. I don't really know why you're there. If you could give me some space, like, just make sure I don't feel threatened. Like, cause I just don't want us to get sideways. Just like, let me pass by. I'm not doing nothing. I'm just doing my bee thing, whatever. And then he's like, wasps. And then he walks up and he's like, what are you looking at, punk? Like I don't even care. You've been in my space now. I'm following you. I'm coming for you.
They will follow you.
I'm actively. You've invited my chaos into your world. That's the wasp
energy.
That's
the wasp. That's the wasp
versus the bee.
But dude, I love the breakdown by Ferg.
It's good.
You got to sacrifice the first 15.
But the fact that he's like, guys, let's keep our morale up. Like, that's a football guy.
Yeah.
That is a football guy talking about, hey, 15 of us have to die. Guys, it's going to happen. Let's keep a grip.
We're all dead. We are all dead because you get four tops that could surround the gorilla. And he's stronger than all of us.
Yeah. I do like the play to get paid because I like Harry just his pot. Like, he sounds almost upbeat about like, hey, guys, look, 15 of us are going to die.
Yeah.
You got to be okay with self-sacrifice.
I think if you put together a good group of guys, a couple women in there for sure, the key to the whole thing is the first 15 have to sacrifice their life. It has to happen. Because he's going to get some of us. We just have to have a great morale and a great vibe about everything. First 15 got to go. And then the rest of us, you know, like the bumblebees, how they all swarm on top and they just basically like... I don't know what the bees do, but they end up swarming them and suffocating them and kill them. That's my plan. But the first 15 got to go. So
the vibes have to be right. We just got to have a good vibe when everybody starts dying, guys. That's the biggest thing. So Jake Ferguson, there you go. All right. The results of now that the NFL draft has passed, we've got the results of the Bryce Young trade that Carolina made. We have the official numbers for what this trade ended up being. You tell me if this sounds like equal return. So in the end, the Chicago Bears essentially traded Bryce Young to the Panthers. In return, they got Torrey Taylor, Tyreek Stevenson. That was the corner who was celebrating before the Hail Mary was thrown against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Darnell Wright, starting offensive lineman. Go Vols. DJ Moore.
Okay.
Caleb Williams. And Luther Burden III. Who was supposed to be a first-round pick at receiver this year. Did the Panthers get fleeced?
Well, yeah, they did.
Do you think Caleb's going to end up being better than Bryce? Bryce started showing something
last year.
Caleb was solid. Caleb wasn't great, but he was solid.
I think Caleb would be better, yeah.
So you ended that alone probably you'd say you're going to lose on. And then you also added DJ Moore, Darnell Wright, Tyreek Stevenson, Torrey Taylor, and Luther Burden. That might be as close to, if those guys pan out the way you think.
I mean, that's six starters.
That might be as close to a Herschel Walker trade as you're going to get in the modern society.
But you know what? If you're Carolina, it's still the right move. Where were they?
Where were they in the draft? They couldn't predict where he was. They were 9 or 10, I think.
Yeah, they had to do it.
Yeah. So, I mean, look, you don't know how things are going to play out. You don't expect to be picking number one again. So, I get it. You can't predict those sort of things. But, man, that's going to be as close to a modern-day Herschel Walker trade as you're going to get because people just don't make those kind of trades anymore. All right, I want to cover some things going on with the Giants here in the NFC East. Before we do that, I know you had something in your email. A little bit of a sad note. The retirement of a guy whose career, Jordan Travis, looked to be so bright a couple years ago, all of a sudden gets just the rug pulled out from him out of the college playoff.
I feel really bad. I feel really, really bad. Jordan Travis, Florida State. Had that nasty leg injury at the very end of the 2023 season.
Caused all the controversy about the CFB.
I mean, if they had had 1 year later, that same thing happens 1 year later, they're in.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the playoff. But this was a game at the very end of the year. He's 25 years old. And at the very end of the year, he had that injury for Florida State. And he has retired. He was retired from football. And now... he's obviously not been the same. It hasn't healed the way he wanted it to. I assume the Jets told him, like, you're probably not going to make the team. And he probably saw the writing on the wall with some of the picks and stuff. But and maybe he's in a lot of pain. I feel so bad. I hope he had insurance on his body.
A lot of those guys at that stage of their career do. If Willis McGahee never would have played again when he just destroyed his knee. That was one of the people, I think, in How Young Is Peyton Russell that Peyton didn't know.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
When Willis McGahee destroyed his knee, that was something where he had insurance to where I think he had, they talked about whatever money he lost from being a potential projected top five pick to being 24th by the Ravens or whatever he was. They like paid that difference. So he got like, I mean, a lot of players will take out those insurance policies.
So with Travis, since he only got basically a year in the league, 2 years, He will be able to collect on that?
I would bet what would happen is they probably would look at what kind of evidence is there for what kind of a player. It's like when you crash a car, right?
I mean, who's going to win the Heisman?
Right. The insurance adjuster comes over and goes like, let me take a look and see what we value your car at. Like, yeah. Obviously, we're looking at what it was like before it got in the crash. So we're kind of making an estimate here. Similarly, I think they look at what was the estimate of what were your earnings going to be before this injury.
Yeah, like, because if I was Jordan, I would take a look. He was going to win the Heisman Trophy.
But that part didn't get impacted by it, did it? Because it was the very end of the year.
I mean, they had two games left.
So, yeah, maybe he loses the Heisman. He definitely probably lost 2 to 3 rounds in the draft.
He was a fifth rounder, so he probably would have been second or third.
Yeah,
so you're talking about, I mean, shoot, for crying out loud, Quinn's going to make $4 million.
Yeah, there's probably he's probably due at least a couple million, right. I would guess.
And then also, I would say, look, if I'm a Heisman Trophy winner, all the speaking engagements that I get for the rest of my life, all the money I could make off that for the rest of my life that I didn't get because I got hurt. And make no mistake, he was going to win. He was the runaway.
He was playing great.
He was the runaway.
He was the entire reason, like they say.
Jaden got it, right?
He was the entire reason that FSU missed the playoff was because he wasn't going to play. And they were like, it was too big a factor to ignore.
So, boy, that's a... I felt really bad for him. When I saw this, I was like, God. Hey, man, I feel really bad for him.
Malik Nabers is speaking out. Speaking of LSU, Jaden Daniels, his top target, Malik Nabers, when he was there at LSU, he is talking. And boy, he is developing a reputation as a talker over the last year or so. You remember we saw him catching passes in the New York streets with Shedeur Sanders? Mm-hmm. So the question was asked to him on Carmelo Anthony's podcast, hey, what do you think about Shedeur Sanders going where he did? And Malik Nabers says, you don't do that to somebody like that. You can't knock his talent. Some things you just can't knock. Come on, bro. We got to stop making feelings with how people play that linger. He might have some things he might say on camera, off the field. What does that have to do with football? We're here for one thing, and that's to play football. Everybody's got different personalities. So that seems like the RJ Choppy philosophy, a little bit of like, who cares if you don't like him? He's a good football player, and there's no way you would say that's a fifth-round player, so you should have taken him earlier than that.
Well, there's no way it's a fifth-round player, but we all know why he dropped.
Sure. The other issue coming out of this interview that he had with Carmelo Anthony, Malik Nabers last year, there were some questions about, is he already getting upset being in New York, playing where he is? It's like, all right, they went out and kind of addressed quarterback. They got Russell Wilson. They drafted Jackson Dart. They're working on things.
They got Mrs. Dart.
Malik Nabers wants people to know that it's nice. It's a good thing. But he said, quote, I ain't going to speak on all receivers, but I'm going to speak on F it. I'm speaking on all receivers. We all feel the same way. We don't like not getting the ball. You told me I was going to get the ball. I'm getting open and I'm not getting the pill. We've got a problem. We've got a problem. I ain't playing about that ball. So Malik Nabers is already setting the standard of, look, you guys have told me I'm going to be getting the ball and I'm your guy. If it's not coming my way, we've got an issue. And this is ultimately kind of the mindset, like he says, of every receiver, right? Mm-hmm. Like the idea of just, I want the ball in my hands. I'm out there on that island. You need that mentality too. So that's the biggest issue for me with Jalen Tolbert, is that when we've talked about Jalen Tolbert before and we were talking about earlier, do we even know if he's a third receiver? And there are some people who pushed back on that. But when you are out there as a receiver, you are so isolated, relatively speaking, to the rest of the game. It's you and the guy across from you, and they're in your ear, and they're at your hip the entire game. So it's really like it is. The game becomes so much smaller for the wide receiver than it does for the offensive line or the quarterback or some other guys, because you're kind of in the midst of everything. They're on the island. They're out there by themselves, and that mano a mano game is really what it's about for them. And so you've got to have a really tough sort of selfish mentality. It's easy for a receiver to be selfish because they play the game so individually.
Yeah, they're the most individual of all the positions.
Everybody, yeah, because everybody else, the running back is right there in the S.
You need help.
Blitz pickup, they're right there. They're working in unison with the offensive line. Quarterback's right there with the offensive line. The receivers are removed from everybody else.
Right,
and out there,
and receiver and corner are the only positions in the football field where all you have to do, if you win your individual matchup, that's all that matters.
Yeah, it's like this is me and him.
Yeah,
right. Like this is us right here, and that's the game. And Malik Nabers has that mindset. That's the biggest thing that I felt was different about Jalen Tolbert when he got to Dallas. Was you saw on film South Alabama a guy who thought that way, and it disappeared when he got to Dallas.
Mm.
And that's the biggest question I have about him moving forward. But Malik Nabers sent a message early saying, you better give me the football, otherwise we're going to have an issue here in New York.
B-Lo.
B-Belt.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. Let's make you feel better about Marcus Simeon by making fun of other players who are off to slow starts. It's Diamond Cavs. 9 o'clock hour your way next to The Fan.